Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
I shit you not, sir. I have seen some black individuals that actually like biscuit.
Oh, don't tell me that, Cody.
I can't name you these individuals off the top of my head, but I have seen.
No, don't tell me that, Cody.
Yes, I've seen that. So they exist.
Trash, dude.
That shit is terrible.
That biscuit should be filed as a weapon. You throw that motherfucker at somebody, it's like a hockey. They used to use that in hockey.
That shit is like eating a brick dipped in chalk. That's what that shit is like.
And you know how they justify it, too? They go like, oh, yeah, it's hard. That's why you got to drown it in honey and shit. It's like, I shouldn't have to do that.
No.
That's not how that works.
The biscuit should not have this many additives for it to work. The biscuit should do most of the work for itself.
I'm okay with
that's
like
the main attraction, man.
I'm okay, Cody, with putting a little butter, a little jam, a little honey or whatever inside the biscuit, a little thing.
But if
I got to drown the motherfucker in, Cody, that's so
fucked. What's the point?
It's no more the point.
Yeah, it's just point. A vessel for sauce. It's not, you're not adding to it. You're just saucing up just like this blank canvas, basically. Well, not blank, it tastes like shit. So,
it tastes
fucking
horrible.
Shitty ass,
I remember Art of Lunatic used to love that shit. He finally woke up when he listened to this show or whatever. When we started trashing about that bit, he said, hey, that biscuit is hard, so you're right. I was just like, you goddamn right, I'm right. I don't care what MLK Boulevard you go to, that Popeye's biscuit is trash. I think that's the only thing that Popeyes are
Now. Other like legit soul food restaurants, man, there's not a whole lot of places out there that do good biscuits, honestly. No.
The best one is from my hometown, now in your town or whatever, is a Honey Kettle. Ain't nobody beat them biscuits. Them biscuits are phenomenal.
I agree with that.
That biscuit is just phenomenal. It used to be Golden Bird Chicken, people back in Compton days, whatever. Now they moved to
Golden Bird. Remember Golden Bird.
And Honey Kettle, they just changed the name, realistically. They didn't change any of the people that worked there. Yeah. Shit, whatever.
Yeah, same recipe, everything. Yep.
And then they moved to Culver City, opened up their bigger spot. And that biscuit, man, throw some chicken on that bitch. Make a sandwich out of that motherfucker with that beer Cody had last week or whatever. Or listening to this last week, yes. man, you talk about a breakfast sandwich biscuit right there. I'm about to say some Paul shit right now. They glaze that biscuit like nobody business, Cody. And go there. If you go there early, you could watch them doing it. You just like, start turning
fresh.
Cody, you start telling them, yeah, just take the brush and do it one more time.
Stroke it ever so gently. Yes.
Lip starts twitching and shit, Cody. Just lip is shaking and shit.
You're just sweating.
He's just like,
yes.
Oh, like convulsing and shit. Oh. You have a white dude at the bank come on, man. You fainting shit. Oh.
No. Before you know it, you got two cops right behind you. They got you in cuffs.
Yeah, he got you in cuffs. And you got no shirt on somehow. He's like, what happened here? You in the back of that cop car, Cody, and they ask you what happened. You like, I don't even remember now.
That was a trance.
Goddamn biscuits put me in something. Holy shit. Oh, Honey Kettle, if you listening to this, black owned business people, I'll tell you right now, they missed out making breakfast sandwiches with them biscuits.
Yeah.
Man, you put some chicken on there, and they got them bomb ass pickles.
Man, dude, that I think honestly that is a missed opportunity, especially with hipsters still being a thing in this day and age.
Oh yeah,
they'll kill over that. Maybe. The breakfast chicken sandwich, with the biscuits. Oh my god, come on now.
Oh,
that's perfect for TikTok generation.
Especially because
game over. Yeah,
Chick-fil-A already does it. Whatever. I'm surprised. Like Honey Kettle.
Oh my
chicken phase.
God, that'd be killer.
They should have got in there. And them biscuits are huge, people. Like, I mean,
they're sizable.
Big ass bugger.
You make a legit ass sandwich out of that.
Legit ass sandwich. You put a little slab of like a chicken breast on there, whatever. Put them two pickles that they got. Sweet and spicy pickles.
Yeah, side of honey, side whatever sauce you want.
They got the Honey Kettle sauce, whatever, or the honey, like you said. Dude, give me a lemonade shaker with that. Look, good to go. Give me two of those. Let's go.
Shit. Game over, sir.
Game the fuck over right there. Oh, but you're right. That honestly, that might be the only place I know that has decent in this area. Back in the day when we were younger, they used to have all kinds of spots and shit. Especially in Inglewood before they changed to North mm-hmm. Westchester. or Mid Wilshire, the new yeah. Mid Wilshire, I guess, whatever you want. Oh god. North Hollywood or whatever you want to call it. So, I guess that's South Hollywood then. Sorry. Yeah, South Hollywood. Yeah. So okay. I'm sure we'll see that when Super Bowl goes Hollywood again, you know.
Yeah, I mean there's Hollywood Park Casino right there. So I mean shit.
They scrapped all of Inglewood's old history away from the, mm-hmm. the Wikipedia page. It's just like Inglewood started in 2020 and
you say the word Inglewood, everybody just turns their head and stare at you.
I would tell you the story. They did that shit. Somebody told me that in Harlem. That's where I got the joke from, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. When I was in New York back in the day, they was just like, I don't live in Harlem. I was like, where the fuck you live? West Manhattan.
West Manhattan.
I was like, what?
Like, point to that on the map because I can't see.
I was like, West Manhattan. I was like, the Apollo is down the street. Oh, yes. I said, it's black as fuck down here. I was like, what's that big ass rat right there? Yeah. That's a bunny rabbit. What about them big ass roaches? Water bugs. What about that black ass pigeon? That's a horse. It's one of the horse carriages that takes you through Manhattan, Cody. Oh, that's where I stole it. The when I saw the Inglewood being regen, I heard like some people were like losing homes, and mainly these people. they was being bought out of their homes and shit like that, whatever. So I was like, they about to change that name. Ain't gonna be Inglewood no more. And then when we had the Super Bowl here the first time, whatever, it was talking about Super Bowl goes Hollywood. And I was like, Hollywood. I was like, Hollywood is like 40 more minutes down that way, right? Hop on that 405, switch to that 101, and then you get to Hollywood or whatever. But you ain't in Hollywood right now. I would even accept Culver City.
I mean, right.
They said, nah, we ain't going to be the neighboring city. We're going to be...
That way.
That way. They couldn't even call it Culver City. They're just like,
no,
that's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah. Nope.
They couldn't even say downtown. They could have just said, oh, downtown Culver City. No, they didn't even go that route. They said, it's Hollywood, baby. Oh, man. Oh, good old. Good old branding sometimes. Man. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Last Drop, by the way. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Probably one of our longest throwback. One of our long intros before we get into the titles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
People, it is tequila week here in this birthday month of mine, or whatever. This birthday month of mine. Here we go. Not first thing, because we just went 25 minutes going over first things, shooting the shit, cracking some jokes, laughing with each other. And if you don't laugh, then I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you then. But I want to send a special shout out to old Tequila Ranch, our old stomping grounds of tequila. Matter of fact, kind of what got us into tequila, drinking more on the show.
Actually, you're not lying, sir. I think they kind of kickstarted this kind of infatuation we have now with tequila.
It goes from Tequila Ranch to Nosotros and to I don't know what was else after that. Mm-hmm. That's how it kind of worked its way into it. It was Tequila Ranch, then Nosotros, and both brands have grown, whatever, because Tequila Ranch has two locations now. They have one in mm-hmm. Commerce, which is a beautiful store. It's right over there by the Citadel Outlets, too. So shout out to Tequila Ranch for hooking it up with the best price in town on the beautiful new, what the fuck they call it? I'm still calling it Jungle Juice. Even though I know that's what it says in Spanish or whatever. The
Nuestra Raíces.
Which is Spanish for jungle juice. So, Cascades, Nuestras Raíces. They had the best price on this at $99. And it was kind of a pre-order in a way. Best pre-order mm-hmm. I've ever done because I didn't have to pay shit.
Yeah.
All the pre-orders I've done, like the one for the Cabal, I had to pay for that in advance. I don't get that shit till end of June or whatever. So But this one was just, send us your number, we'll shoot you a text when they come in, come pick your bottle up. I was like, that's perfect right there.
Easy peasy.
Love that model. Tequila Ranch setting the standard on pre-orders. I love it right there. Because everywhere else have gotten their allocation of it. And I think they've been charging $109 to $119. So this was $119 with tax. So if you spend $109, you're probably going about $130, $140 then or whatever. So to me, great fucking deal. So thank you, Tequila Ranch, for hooking it up. Thank you for making that post and shooting to your boys or whatever right there. Because funny enough, Cody's going to do his right now. I'm going to do mine next month for High Proof Month because I got something else special planned or whatever. But you know what, Cody? It's my birthday, so you better be planning something special, Cody.
Goddamn right, sir. So I'm going to pop this open.
Last week, you was special with it. You went to a brewery that ain't been forever in a wild time.
That's true.
You gave that last drop. So I expect you to be special this week too, bitch.
Hey brother, it is your birthday month, like you just mentioned. And so let's just keep the trend going, sir. Let's just pop up with some legit special shit. So like you just mentioned.
I got mine last night, and I had it with a steak dinner. That was perfect.
Okay. Really, we like that.
Really good. I gave an initial reaction to it, like just opening last. I gave it a last drop, just sipping on it. But I didn't give no thoughts, process, or anything like that. So we're going to get some first thoughts on it from
in depth right here.
I mean, I guess I could join you.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
I'll save it. Yeah, I'll save my
thoughts. It's up to you. Yeah. So I have not cracked this open at all, sir. It's still sealed right here. Just took the plastic off, as you can see.
Beautiful seal.
Beautiful seal. So about the crack. What does it say right here? True to earth.
I was actually didn't want to tear it all the way off. I tore my. I was like, oh, it's beautiful. Nice. Like the tape is actually like really
beautiful thick. Cork, man. Yeah. Synthetic. We like that.
We like synthetic. I hate the fuck.
Smelling the bottle right now.
Nice. Smell that sweet. Jungle, don't you, baby? Yeah. Welcome to the jungle.
Get my glass right here.
Cody gonna get fucked up. Welcome to the jungle.
Ready.
Or what's that other song? Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome.
Ain't never game.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay.
Well, what you got up in that now?
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Now, you remember what you said about...
Wow. All right.
Remember what you said about that Cabal still strength?
Yeah.
And I told you, I said... Wait a minute, Cody.
Yo, hold on now.
Wait, hold on.
What am I smelling here?
Wait, hold up.
Oh my God, dude. That is, man, there is something. It's like, there's a little bit of sweetness back there, but it's melding so much with that cooked agave, dude.
All right, fuck
next. In a way I have not smelled before. Oh my goodness, dude. That is, it got a little smoke too.
Yeah.
That's the little nuance. There we go.
Fuck next
dude.
Cody. I'm joining in on this. I'm getting
this in. Is crazy, brother.
I'm getting in on this.
This, this is next level nose right here, dude. I haven't smelled anything quite like this, man. What is with these still strength Blancos, bro? This is crazy.
You know what? Now that you say that, it does got the laser still strength to it or whatever, like, but like even more potent. Like is still strength better phrases than high proof then?
I think so, man. Oh my God. I am in love with this fucking nose, dude. This is amazing.
I gotta look up the process because I saw an Instagram post the process they use to make this. It's out
man. There. Dude, it's crazy. This almost reminds me of a mescal. Almost with those smoky notes. Not quite there.
It's like a light mescal.
Yeah, because it's a touch more sweetness than your average mescal, but
man, you get that cut grass rainforest type scent or whatever.
Yeah, like fresh sense, cut. Yeah,
in the jungle, so yeah, it makes sense.
It really does kind of smell like a jungle. Yeah. Like there's rain, like after a fresh rain. I can totally see that. Yeah,
come to the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Cody. This is the only part of Jurassic Park I'm going to.
Man, this really is like smelling a fucking like jungle. Like a really nice smell. This is crazy, dude. Earthy, man. Grassy.
And it's not
sweet earth smokiness.
And it's not potent too, where like
no.
Was it 2 weeks ago or 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were talking about like how you gotta take deep inhales, but it's like so strong you can't.
God, no, you ain't gotta do deep
inhales. You ain't gotta do this with this one. Yeah.
Oh, this one.
And even good, if you bro. Do, the ethanol is not strong.
It's not too bad. No.
It's perfect, dude.
My God, man. This aroma is nuts.
You get
this
a little crazy. Hint of lime zest on there, too, like a little lime.
Yeah, pepper. I can see that. Yeah. Yep. A little bit of bitter lime. Yep. Citrus. Yep. Oh, I totally see that.
That's why when we were talking about the Cabal Steel Strength, dude, I was like, wait, Cody. That Cascani jungle juice is coming soon. I was like, hold on.
Brother.
Smell that bottle. Oh, yeah.
The bottle, when I first opened it, it smelled good.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just cracked it, so you got to smell that bottle, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah. You got to smell that bottle, baby.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. You should have got two. Huh?
Dude, it's so briny. That's like ocean water. Seawater kind
of. It's salt, like a sea salt water.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dude, that's crazy.
Welcome to the jungle.
Dude, straight up. Oh, my God. I never saw anything quite like this. This is insane.
That's why I told you.
This is insane, dude. What the fuck is this? This is crazy.
So the story of the jungle juice.
Oh, my God.
Where I won the G4 XM and the Lost Lore Steel Strength, that firefighter event I went to earlier this year, Cody.
Dude, his nose gets better. Sorry.
I told Cody about this juice right here.
Oh, my God.
We were all outside, and one random dude just brought up, like, he was like, have you had that new Cascani's jungle juice? And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, that shit sounds... And everybody that was in the circle all had it, and they all were just like, it's phenomenal. It's going to blow your fucking mind. We was like, we don't know what they're going to call it yet, but we just going to call it jungle juice right now. Whatever. Funny enough, they did call it jungle juice, whatever, but... So when Tequila Ranch announced they was doing pre-orders for it, I told Cody, I said, you got to hop on this right away. This is it right here, whatever. And I opened this bad boy last night, same feel Cody had. When I opened that bottle, that it hit me in the nose, but then I took a whiff out of that bottle. Oh!
That's crazy.
Oh!
Dude, that's insane. I never smell anything quite like that.
Oh,
dude, it almost smells like a cave, like wet rock, almost like sea moss growing on it.
Welcome to the jungle.
It's like, this is crazy, man. That's insane.
It closes me and Cody getting to Jurassic Park because we never going to that.
Yeah, this smells like, yeah, this is exactly what it smells like, Jurassic fucking Park.
We ain't never going to that park, I can tell you that right now. Even if it did, we ain't going.
Man, if the palate is even like half of this shit. My God.
Oh, man, you get like that fucking, like, it's like a olive agave sweetness to it.
Okay, olive, like, I can get a little bit of that. I see what you're saying. Okay, I can see that.
Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, God.
Probably a little bell pepper, too.
Bell pepper, yeah. And once again, I just want to say we paid the best price for it because everybody else got it for $109, $119, whatever.
$9.99 plus tax.
I ain't going to lie. I'm about to hit them up. I need another bottle. Especially if this is a one-off.
Yeah, that might have to happen.
Yeah. That might have to happen, baby, because I looked it up, Cody. It's so everywhere else right now.
Yeah,
that shit gone. Rightfully so, because Cascanes is a huge brand. It's a popular brand.
Right.
until they released those second batches of shit, they were really fucking delicious. Them second batches of dog shit, whatever. Which I found out, by the way, why it might be too, Cody. I was watching a review of Cascane someone did. I think it was their number 10 Blanco. They said there was like some harsh bitterness on the pour. And I just said, it tastes like that fucking Anejo we had then. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Cascane sent them another bottle of that because they said that they have an issue with their corks. Their corks are leaving residue in the bottles or something like that. I forgot what it was. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't paying
attention. Interesting.
Huh. And I got to tell you this right now. If that's true, Cascanes, you need to fix that shit ASAP then, because I was texting Cody about this. Your bottles are fucking expensive. They're really fucking
pretty fucking expensive. Yeah.
And if I'm missing out on good juice because of your cork issue there, then you need to change that fucking cork.
You have to get that shit fit. We're playing a premium. We got to have a top notch from every aspect of business.
I thought that was cool of them to send them another bottle of it. Because I got to tell you what, if we bought that Anejo and it tastes like what we had at that tasting, I'd have been like, where the fuck is my bottle at?
Exactly.
So now I'm curious, was that a cork issue or was that juice just trash?
Natanejo we had.
Hard to tell. Who knows?
Were they synthetic before? Now I need to know.
Good question.
I got the Rosa.
I think they were.
It was, but you know what? They are different. Oh, I'm looking at the one over here because I only got two bottles of Coscani, which is the Rosa Reposado and the New Jungle Juice. Mm-hmm. They're totally different corks now, Cody. So maybe they did switch them out.
Interesting.
This one is on the Rosa is way smaller, and it's like different. It's more like a miniature round size or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'll just put them side by side. Maybe you can kind of tell. Well, you can kind of see them, I guess.
I can't really see. Not really.
Yeah, because this one's still got the plastic on it and shit. Mm-hmm. Different corks, though. So I don't know if that's them fixing it or not. Or if that's just some bullshit excuse they're making up because they juice taste.
Who knows? Hard to tell.
Who knows? Hard to tell. I just know I won't be buying that now. But you just got to get that fixed because these bottles are expensive.
Yeah.
They cheapest might be is one of those blanc, number 7? That might be, $87? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of crazy for a regular Blanco, an $87 Blanco. I mean, it's like, the number 10, I think, is like 99, somewhere around there. So, you know, which I remember me and Cody had the number 10. Phenomenal shit.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal high-proof Blanco right there. I got to get a bottle to do a side-by-side with them and just see. Well, I know the difference, whatever. That one's just crazy, whatever. But this shit right here, though, it's just bright, man.
Yeah.
It's
very bright.
It's in your inviting. Face. Like an inviting in your face. Not like harsh or anything like that. It's in your face friendly, you know? Oh, man.
Dude, it smells so fucking good, dude. Especially with all the individual notes to kind of balance out. It becomes a marmalade of just greatness. This aroma is amazing.
Oh shit. Oh.
I can smell this all fucking day.
By the way, this is a small batch too. Look out,
man.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take deep inhales too.
That's what I was saying earlier. You could take deep inhale and the ethanol doesn't even hit at all, whatever. Like take deep inhales, put it on your neck, whatever.
So well crafted, man.
I pulled up because I was looking for they have a story behind this and shit. I've been seeing it on Instagram a lot lately about what went into this, what was made. This small batch agave distillate is made entirely in La Estancia, a hidden jungle enclave between Tequila and Magdalena, Jalisco. It was here in this remote village that the foundation of Coscani's approach of tequila making was shaped, where we first learned the craft, studied traditional techniques, and laid the foundation for how we craft Coscani's. So it kind of was made into a hidden jungle cave, Cody, enclave, whatever. Fucking
cool, man.
We call it Hugo de la Selva, which is jungle juice, a raw and unfiltered expression of agave in its wildest form. Nuestras raíces is vibrant. I don't even know the notes. I guess it's not really notes. This is vibrant, vegetal, and intensely agave forward, capturing the untamed character of agave in its purest estate. Every drop embodies the hand and shape and that shaped it, the spring water that nourished it, and the ancestral knowledge that has stood the test of time. Handcrafted using time-honored techniques, preserving the natural depth and complexity of agave, the spirit of reflection of the land, the water, and the people who make it. More than a name, it's a statement of heritage and identity, represents the tradition we uphold, the craft we honor, and the story we continue to tell, staying true to its roots, our roots, the roots of Coscani's. 47% ABV, blah, blah, blah. Part of Jalisco using the centuries family old recipe, Humberto preserved the true essence of agave. Okay. Here it is. This is what I was looking for. So they have the water source of this shit. The Mastro distiller was Humberto Alvarado, the third generation distiller.
Yep. There's right there.
Motherfucker is a genius. I don't know what he did, whatever, but he's a genius. Made in a village. They use 100% Blue Weber agave sourced from El Valle, historic agave growing region near Tequila, Jalisco. The water source, Cody, is a natural spring water from local underground source emerging just 100 meters from the still. The cooking method on this was slow cooked under low pressure in a handcrafted wood-fired 4-ton autoclave custom built by Humberto himself to achieve optimal caramelization, bringing out the full depth of agave flavor. The shredding and extraction was before shredding the cooked agave is first. This is what I think was different that I saw they do with agave. Before shredding it, like most companies do with agave,
The cooked agave is first chopped by hand with axes, breaking it down into manageable pieces. A repurposed 1970 Chevy inline six-cylinder engine then powered the shredder, tearing the agave into fibrous strands. These fibers are washed by hand with pure natural spring water to extract the rich agave sugars for fermentation. The fermentation is wild open air, capturing native yeast from the environment, and the distillation is twice distilled in a wood-fired stainless steel still with copper coils, enhancing purity while preserving the bold agave character. So distillation and fermentation is nothing different. It's mainly how they shredded and extracted it, which is completely fucking different doing it by hand that way, because most people use the machines itself, whatever. So I like that they gave you the engine of what was the 1970 Chevy in line. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before, whatever. That's actually that's kind of cute, actually. So yeah, this is like really incredible on there. So just that one little different process just changes the whole way an agave. You can just do so much with agave now, man.
It's insane, dude.
It's insane. And some of it is just most of the simplistic roots of just like, do you use a machine? Do you use it by hand? Do you use spring water, natural water, crystal water, whatever it may be? The nose on this dude is a last drop, easily.
Bonafide last drop if I ever gave one, man. That's a fucking no-brainer. This is amazing. This nose is crazy.
I think the main hints for me on the nose would be the fresh cut grass, a little bit of lime, and like kind of the bell peppers. Those are like the three main notes for me on the nose.
Yeah, I'm getting that cooked agave, a lot of that good vegetable, like you said, the bell pepper, and a little bit of that smoke too, man.
No, that smoke is off,
man.
So good. Cheers, sir.
Cheers to you, sir.
Yeah.
Salud. Ooh.
That's the last drop.
What? My God.
All right, I'll see you next week. That's the last drop.
Oh, my God. That was okay. Oh, my goodness, dude. Dude, there's almost like a Cajun Chipotle kind of thing going on with this. This is insane.
It's funny because we were just talking about biscuits and Cajun food and stuff like that.
Oh my God, dude. What am I drinking right now?
Cody, that first sip, it's like a full body mouthful, though. Like,
whoa.
Like incredibleness.
Whoa.
That's why when you said that comment about Cabal last month, I was like, whoa, hold your thoughts,
bro.
That's Cos Conus is coming, baby. That jungle juice,
this
baby.
Thing right here, sir. Oh my God. I'm just about speechless right now, man. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Cody's about to head back to tequila.
You got
any more of them Cos Conus?
Dude, this was worth the drive and then some, brother. Oh my fucking God.
I wonder too now, is this gonna be what G4 was when we first had their high proof? Get rid of that other shit. get rid of the other, whatever other Blanco you got, just get rid of it.
Man, it's almost like an underlying sweetness too.
Oh no, it is.
Little vanilla. Almost like a tinge, like a bubblegum kind of thing coming out too, man, which is, I was not expecting that.
I get like a cantaloupe kind of flavor, but I do get that bubble.
Okay.
Cantaloupe, like an apple too as well, notes on it.
Oh, but it's nothing, it's like overpowered, nothing cloned, nothing tastes artificial.
No, it's just perfectly balanced, dude. And it's funny because what is the proof on it? It's 94 proof. I don't even taste
the You don't taste that at all. No, heat.
It's
dangerous as a motherfucker. Oh my goodness. This is crazy.
It's hidden like a bitch, dude. It's
my dude. Cos Conus, man. Y'all killed it with this shit. You fucking murdered this port, y'all. Murdered this shit.
What's that guy's name? Humberto?
My God. This is fucking amazing.
Humberto Alvarado, you need a standing ovation, dude.
Standing fucking ovation, sir. This is next level, my friend.
Honestly, Cody, it's one of those four. I got no notes on it. I just got a rating for you. I got a rating.
Dude, I'm sure we can't hide that shit. It's a fucking last job. Goddamn. My goodness, man.
I was trying to justify it going lower for that price.
Yeah, no, hell no. No, fuck that. No, it worth every goddamn penny.
It was, actually. It really was.
Yeah, you got that right.
I would have paid $150 for this shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Dude. Oh, my goodness, brother.
Dude, it's that lingering sweetness though that sticks with it. It lingers on the finish, dude.
Yeah, a little bit of that smoke too. The veg. Oh my god!
It's that cooked agave that smokeness is coming from, but on the finish, it has this lingering sweetness. But it,
dude, and it is so drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
So drinkable.
Bright citrus notes on it. That lime is just sticking out too as well, man. The green peppers more so on the front end of the palate, like Cody brought up earlier, or whatever. Man,
this is mind blowing. This is blowing my fucking mind, dude. this is pouring the fucking year for me right now. I fuck it. I don't care. Don't give a fuck.
As
this shit right here.
Not even on the last drop as a top 10 or whatever. I'm talking about like the release of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously most of the stuff we've done probably either the year before, year or whatever, stuff like that. As far as 2025 releases, this might be one of the best releases I've ever had. The month of May and June have been very kind.
This is insane, dude. Yeah. My mind is still being blown right now. Every sip I take.
The month of May had...
Oh my god, dude.
Lost More, Yayo, and Tequila Ocho. And then the month of June kicked off with releasing the Cos Connick or whatever. What the
fuck? Dude, this all, and the finish, it's almost like a lingering like freshness, which I never experienced with tequila really before.
It's that brightness to it.
Yeah, it's like refreshing and it just keeps you like wanting more, dude. It almost feels, it's so dangerous. It almost feels like you're drinking like natural, like spring water or something like that. But you're not, obviously, I know it's contained within this, but it's not actually that. It's a fucking tequila. This is crazy, man.
Oh, man. Oh. And it still keeps that rainforest grass mineral note.
Dude, so expertly crafted. This is, oh my
god. Also, too, this don't taste like any other Cos Connick we've had.
No, this is different, bro.
This is
like if you would have blindfolded and tell me, oh, Cabal made this. I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah. You know, yeah. This actually, that is a good point. This actually does feel like it falls more in Cabal's lineup than it does.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I could totally see. Yeah, that's a good point you make. I could totally see Cabal like going out of their way making some fucking mineral water type shit like this.
Man,
like
I want to hear Everardo's thoughts on this one right here.
Oh. I gotta send him some now. I'm sure he already got a bottle.
But, oh, you already know.
He's a man. He got a bottle or whatever. Yeah, because his Cabal still strength. That shit is phenomenal as fuck.
That shit's fantastic.
I remember telling Cody, though, like I said once again, I was like, wait, hold up. Wait till
but this right here, sir. This right here. Goddamn. Cos Connick, man. Yo.
You still got some of that Cabal still strength?
I do. Got some downstairs.
Oh, shit. Might have to do a side-by-side later today.
All right. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Man, yeah, you might have to do that for dinner tonight and be like, ooh.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man, that nose after the glass is empty, dude. Oh, shit.
Damn, bro.
Nose is phenomenal.
Wow.
Whatever your ideas or thought of the smell of and the taste of a rainforest or whatever, this is all in there right
this,
there.
That is exactly, I'm transported to a rain, while it's raining.
Yeah.
Or right after it stopped raining, the fresh, everything's still kind of like wet.
Oh,
and everything.
Yeah. When the sun.
All the vegetation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is heaven, man.
It's literally that scene in Jurassic Park after they got chased by the T-Rex or whatever. And they woke up next day, sun was out.
Yeah, yep. Brachiosauruses, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is what this is right here. Yeah. I guess the last drop.
Yeah, that's the bona fide last drop, man. We came in front. Came with joke. I was 1.9. Shut the fuck up. Nah, that's a goddamn last drop.
I don't hear that shit. I don't hear that shit.
I ain't got time for all that.
Nah. Might be the easiest review I've ever done.
Actually, yeah. Because golly, man, this is.
You think as a new judge now, if one of those drinks that I try tastes like this, I can just put that on the scorecard? Like, I don't need to even say no more.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Think they'll accept that as a rating?
Oh man, I gotta pour me another glass of this shit. God
damn. He said, "God damn, God damn."
Lord,
that bottle's dangerous, sir.
Oh boy, I gotta hide this shit. Actually,
man,
that shit is dangerous.
That cooked agave is just cooked so well, dude.
Oof, every fucking
so
good.
Oh, man. Everything is so well in there, but the agave on there specifically is just—it's like a
Oh,
it's like when you go to a taco truck, dude, and they grilling the vegetables on the side and shit, whatever and stuff. And you got the bell pepper, the onions, and the red peppers and shit. That's
It is stupid how good this shit is. It doesn't even make any sense.
It's retarded.
This shit is mentally ill. This shit don't make no goddamn sense.
Yeah, I think it need to be studied or whatever. Something about this thing needs to be studied for CTE. I think it gave it to me.
Oh, my God.
You think this bottle's an organ donor after it's done?
Ah, man. About to fuck my organs up, but I don't mind. That's cool.
Put that shit in your veins. Can they make that into an IV thing? Just shove that shit.
Yeah.
I want the full dosage of it, baby.
Fuck morphine. Give me that shit. Yeah,
that'll put you out. Man. Dude, I still don't even taste the alcohol on it.
Nope. Dangerous.
It's not on the finish at all.
Mm-mm.
That's like no others.
I barely even get a hint of alcohol, man.
No, I don't drink it at all.
Barely.
Now that I haven't drank it in a little bit, I finished that glass, I haven't sipped on it a little bit, I don't even feel it in the throat area now. Like, it's just sweet, lingering agave, dude. Like, it's like,
I guess the only criticism you could have, if this is like really your jam, like, oh, it's a still strength, I expect more warming in the chest. With this, I really give a fuck about any of that. This is so goddamn good.
Well, I guess it goes back to what I asked you about the beer you did last week.
Yeah.
Where it's like, even though you're expecting that, what you got out of it wasn't that, but it's still really fucking delicious or whatever. So
it
kind of makes it unique in a way that it doesn't.
Right. So, and that's like, I'm not even thinking about any of that. I'm just thinking about how good this shit is.
Yeah, I don't.
This is fucking great.
Now, if it tastes like shit, I'd have a problem with it. I'd be like, ah, man, you could have easily just like, you know, put something on there or whatever. But it don't taste like it. It's so flavorful. It's robust.
Oh, my God.
And like that, those the herb notes or whatever on there, like the whole just mineral aspect of it, whatever, is just so.
Yeah, the minerality. Oh, my. Yeah, that's a great thing, too. Like you said, everything just tastes, you can tell everything is natural. Wow, man.
Yeah.
Everything tastes so clean, you know?
I might even be wording this wrongly too, like, because we get all those other notes, like Hintley in there, but the minerality notes stick out so well.
Yeah.
It just makes you, like, not even think about anything else with this. It's just like, you've done this so well. That's why I'm glad you brought up Cabal. Like, you can see Cabal doing it, because, like, that's probably the one brand I actually think of when I think of minerals and stuff like that. G4, I know when we was reviewing their early stuff, they have like hints of that in their stuff, whatever, but not like
G4 bought like the olive oil, vegetal kind of.
Their mineral stuff is like really like not their forefront.
Yeah.
I would say with Cabal, at least in the more recent ones we've had or whatever, they were more like mineral front and stuff. But in this one, you can just like forget about the other notes. Like I was talking about, like, oh, is that like a hint of lime and cantaloupe and stuff? Fuck all that. I don't even care. Fuck all those notes. They do minerals on this pour so fucking well that I believed they took their whole goddamn hand in that rainwater and just went
scooped. Don't filter like out a fucking thing.
Like it was a fucking ice cream cone, Cody. Shit. That was really good.
Man, this is so good. So good, dude. So fucking good, man.
You know what would make this better now, dude? Is if we ruin the night by having some Milagros.
That would fuck all that up. Terrible idea.
It's like we did that when we had a generational pour with that Tesla tequila.
Yeah. Not doing that again. No.
No. Looking like that Bugs Bunny. No. Oh man, I give that a last drop.
Last drop.
Yeah, just don't even. If you can find you a bottle right now, because everywhere I just looked up when I was looking
at you, better buy that shit. Even if that shit's like $150, buy it. Fuck it, because you're probably not gonna find it again.
I would say, even if you're not a tequila fan, just buy it.
Mm-hmm. I'll say that too. I agree with that. Yeah. Buy it. You see it, just buy it.
Yeah. And plus, you can't mix it up with the other bottles too, because it looks completely different.
Yep. 100%. They got this little rope right here too. Very nice. Nice little touch right here.
I love the bottle. You know what the bottle reminds me of? It reminds me of like when you go to like a nice little restaurant now here in LA, they use water. They pour from like bottles like this and shit. That's what it reminds me of whatever. But I love it because it's like classy looking, but it's also like kind of hipsterish too, as Cody mentioned earlier.
Kind of hipsterish is very also keep with like the origin where it came from.
Yeah,
that's what it looks like. It looks like it came from.
Honestly, yeah, that's what it looks like too. You take it to the bottle is not the liquid inside of you. I'm talking about the bottle itself. It looks like you take it to the beach to collect sand and shit and stuff like
that. Yeah, I can totally see that. Put seashells in there. Yeah, I can totally see that. Absolutely.
Absolutely beautiful. I love the decanter. It sticks out, looks different, unique. And some might even say it's simplistic, which on this show, when it comes to bottle design, simplistic is best.
Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is perfect for me.
I don't know what the fuck this is, a little straw hat around here, but it looks nice. I love it.
Well, it looks very nice. Cork is very nice too. Mm-hmm. Nice little wood top. Love the labels. The little
sticker label on there was nice, or whatever. Yeah, I love the labels. I even love inside the bottle. You can see the back of the sticker too.
Mm-hmm.
The designs on the inside. Cody's number had a bottle number. Mine does not.
Which is very interesting. I don't know how that worked out, but
yeah. Because is it handwritten, Cody, or does it look like
it's like a stamp.
Oh, like a stamp. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine got skipped in or whatever. So, which is cool for me because I think that even makes it a little bit more uniquer.
Mm-hmm.
That's what if I can use a non-word. You want to keep this train rolling in, Cody, and see what I had planned for this week as well?
Yeah, why not?
We already on a roll here. This month so far has had a lot of last drops on it.
Hey, it is your birthday month, man. Fuck it, let's do it right. You should take advantage because it went like this any other year, so take advantage. Birthday months go.
So they announced they're releasing the Galactus head bucket. I mean, that's a win for me, whatever. That's a win. Hey, that's cool. I became a judge. Lost Lord gave us some goodies. Coscanes dropped some goodies. We doing the last drop with goodies. Sound like a good month so far.
I think you're doing all right, my friend. Not bad.
Watch that last week of June come in.
Imagine,
let's use it in movie terms. Or imagine you getting like fucking Winter Soldier, Civil War, Endgame. Oh, first movie, bam, back to back, 3 weeks. And then you get that Josh Trank Fantastic Four to end the month. You're like, ah.
Fuck. God damn it.
That movie sucks.
That folks.
It makes them last three just like I don't even give a fuck.
it was almost, it's kind of reminds me of Coscanes. Remember last month, that last port we had? That nail, I was like, all right. Okay.
Dog shit, yo. Like, that shit horrible, dude. Like that shit is like so fucking bad, dude. It's really fucking bad, dude. And you know,
sorry, so, not Cabal in the Hill. Sorry, not Coscanes.
Oh, Cabal.
Sorry.
Coscanes is fucking awful. That Neo is terrible. That new batch, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, that new batch is terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny because I hear everybody in the Tequila community agree too. So it's like, get rid of that motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened to that.
They want to blame the cork, and that's the problem. Then you know what? Then take that shit off shelves. Then don't sell that motherfucker.
Yeah, discontinue that shit. The fuck? Don't put that shit in the market. Yeah,
don't put that out there because that'll. But number one, it's already a problem that your brand is so expensive.
And also it's a huge problem too when you're producing shit like this.
Yeah.
You have shit like that on the market as well.
Shit, I'll even say that Anejo you bought, the one we tried or whatever.
Oh, that one too. Yeah.
Like, it was just like
that one's delicious, yeah.
Why the fuck would I ruin that brand
that's a fire ass Anejo. Yeah. That an initial batch, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
For a regular plain Jane Anejo. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Best in the game that I tried.
Yeah.
That ain't doing like no special bourbon barrels or anything like that.
No. Yeah, it's just straight up. Yeah.
Straight up, yeah. All right, Cody. I got something special for you right now.
All right. I'm curious, my friend.
I've been saving this for, I don't even remember when I bought this. I'm sure it's on my Instagram somewhere or whatever, but about like 2 months ago, maybe 2-3 months or whatever. But that is something that we reviewed and was just like, kind of like the Cabal nail, we enjoyed it, or even the G4 nail, we enjoyed it, but we was just kind of like, oh man, you know, all the hype, and then partially you could even say that was our fault too, whatever, we put hype into it or whatever shit, but the brand itself had hype into it as well, and we just kind of come to the conclusion that it's just like, oh man, nails, this just wasn't that good. I mean, it's just kind of standard, it's good, but it's just not blowing our minds or anything like that. Well, I'm hoping that this changes the game. Well, because I've heard it changed the game, so.
Okay.
The G4 6-barrel Anejo.
Okay.
So this came
out.
This came out in 2023. I don't know how I found a bottle of it, and I got it for $150, which I heard was the going price for it anyway. So I don't know how I found it or how I even got it for fucking retail. I just got lucky. I think I had it like, you know, one of those email me when in stock or something like that. When have you ever got anything rare off of that shit? Them shit sell out like right when they get that notification in.
Instantaneous.
Right, yeah. Especially on K&L. Don't even get me started with their site.
Mm. Oh, like, yeah, that shit. Nah,
you ain't getting a fucking thing if you sign up for their email notification. Why even bother? Your best bet with K&L, I've come to learn, is just be right before you go to bed, just look at their website.
Yep. Maybe or get lucky and go into the store that has some shit on the shelves.
That too as well.
That's about it.
But you ain't, don't even subscribe to their shit. They don't even waste your time.
Waste of time. Yeah, don't even bother.
You looking at it going like, ooh, when it get in stock, I'll get me. But no, you won't.
Don't work that way. We're best at this shit.
Yeah.
Listen to us, please.
I've been shopping at K&L for a long time. And Cody's been shopping for 5-6 years now, whatever.
Exactly. Yep.
We ain't never got lucky. got lucky in this motherfucker. I've been there for a decade now, Cody. Actually, now that I think about it.
I know. Yeah.
I ain't never got lucky with them shit. So don't even waste your time.
Don't do it.
Saving your time, whatever. And if it learned. And if it don't sell out, that tell you don't nobody want that shit. So
K&L is a great indicator for how the industry is going, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that Willie 8-year-old purple top bourbon not selling. I was just like,
Yeah, nobody want that shit.
And then I had it and I went like,
There you go.
I do. I said, I'm so glad I didn't pay full price for that bottle because I'd have been pissed.
I think that
bottle was $250. I got it for like $179. It is. Hell yeah. It's like, and then, you know, you see it on K&L, you're like, it's in stock. And you're like, what's wrong with that bottle? Oh, I know what's wrong with it. It ain't good.
Yeah, exactly.
K&L does have that Cascani's Reposado store pick on there, though, too.
Mm, I didn't realize that. I didn't take note of that. But okay,
I sent it to you that one time, remember?
Oh, did you? Oh, that one. Okay.
I don't think it's K&L store pick. I think it's someone else or whatever that they're selling. And I think it's still in stock, too, because they had so many bottles of the shit, obviously. So
okay.
They wanted the same price for the Cascani, the Jungle Juice, whatever. So that's why we were just like, see, like, I don't want to spend $119. But anyway, G4 six barrel came out in 2023, I believe, if not earlier than that. I got lucky, found a bottle because I subscribed on an email list at a store in Orange County because Orange County has all the good stores, whatever, compared to LA. And sure enough, they had one bottle come in stock randomly, and I got the email. I just jumped on it right away. The moment I bought it online, I went right to the store that night. I sat in traffic, 405 traffic, and I didn't give a fuck. I said, I'm fine. I'm about to see if this bottle is real. And it's funny because the store puts their bottles that people buy online underneath the cabinet there. he was looking for it for a cool minute, Cody. And I said, look like this, man. I said, come on now. I said, don't trick me now. Oh, I don't want to play no games now, Cody. So, and then when he found it, I saw just there. I didn't see the sticker. I saw the regular. I just said, oh, nigga, don't fuck with me. Come on now. Come on. Spin that bottle. And I saw it. I said, oh, thank God. It is the six barrel. I've heard this was like incredibly amazing. If whatever was lacking out of the regular nail, this one picks up in it and stuff like that. Talking about special releases, this must be special release week on Tequila Week here on The Last Drop, because we just did the Cascani special release. Now we're talking about G4, one that they don't even make anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of optimistic with the Jungle Juice, saying, oh, until they decide, maybe they'll make it a yearly thing or whatever. But G4, they not doing that yearly with this Anejo. So I'm fresh cracking this. As you can see, the plastic is still on this.
Yes, sir.
I was saving
still this. Got the plastic.
I was saving this for just this momentous occasion here, my friend. So,
all right, perfect. Well, while you tell the people about your initial impressions, I'm gonna run into the restroom real quick, sir. I gotta take it.
You gotta take a leak.
I will be right back.
Oh yeah. Oh, this cork is beautiful. Oh, that is beautiful, people. Hmm. Okay. So. So it's six barrels, people. The reason why they call it six barrels, because four of those barrels were aged in cognac barrels, And the other two were in Chardonnay barrels, and they use a champagne yeast on it, if my memory serves me correctly on this. That is, I have it in a high top glass. This is a beautiful champagne-looking color right here. Look at that. Wow. Look at that right there. Oh, my God. Oh, I can smell the yeast on this thing. This smells heavenly. Oh, shit. So this was also cooked in Brickstone ovens, if I'm not mistaken, as well. The complexity on this, whatever. I'm getting a little bit of everything. A little bit of apricots, apple. It's like butterscotch on the nose as well, too, man. Look at that. It's got some funk in there. What is that funky smell or whatever? But, like, it's a good funk. Some more fruit notes on there. A little bit of, like, what is that? Like, maple, like maple syrup, too, as well? A little bit of pepper on that nose as well, too. Just a little bit. Like, not a lot. It's really, really in the hint there. Like the Cascanes earlier, too, you can also take deep hints on this. You don't get any of the ethanol on that. Yeah, because that's all on the nose, that little stands right there. That's pepper and agave. But that is, I don't even smell the alcohol in here. Wow. These are some dangerous-ass pours right here. Hold on. This nose is fantastic. I stuck my whole nose in the glass. I can kind of get a little bit of vanilla on there, too, as well. Oh, shit. Oh, I got to get a sip now. My first ever sip. First crack, baby. Wow. Wow.
All right. So I heard you talk about the color.
Wow.
And I heard you just took a sip, so.
Wow.
Very curious.
The color's like a champagne color.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
You look like straight just white wine.
So,
at least in the camera,
you probably didn't hear this part or whatever. This was aged in four different cognac barrels, which is why
it's called, different. Oh, okay.
So it's called six barrels. Right. It was aged in four different cognac barrels and two Chardonnay barrels.
No shit.
And they use like a champagne fermentation for the yeast too. So it's champagne.
Okay.
Whatever. So it's got like basically all your cognac loving ideals, whatever and shit. I think that's beautiful. We have the same microphones too, as well.
You know, oh no, shit! I didn't realize that.
you got
the blue Yeti.
Yes, sir.
Right here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right there. I'm always staring at it too because it looks like a dick.
a little bit.
Especially when you hold it in your mouth, you're like, oh.
Yeah,
but yeah, it looks like a champagne because of that Chardonnay color or there. Look at that. Shit.
Yeah, I can see that 100%.
The nose on this dude. That is so unique and different. I don't remember what we thought about the nose on the regular Añejo or whatever, but I don't remember it smelling like this, man. It smells like a fucking cognac, dude. Actually, that is.
Your reaction thus far is much more positive than
Okay, cool.
Much more positive.
I was about to say, because I'm really saying much about that nose on that last.
Yeah, this sounds like a whole different animal right here.
Dude, this smells like cognac.
Cognac?
It's got that apple berry flavor, or the apple berry
kind of grape flavor. Apple, yeah, grape, yeah,
like more fruit, but it also got like this hint of funkiness to it too, or whatever, like a dingin flower or some shit like that. On the notes though, like you also get like a little, well, you get more of the berry notes on there than the grapes as well too. And like the Cascanes, you don't get any of the fucking alcohol. Oh shit, a little bit, that little pepper just sticked out on that tongue right there. Oh, that kind of came out of that, caught me off guard. I was like, what is that burning right there? Oh, but yeah, you don't get any of the alcohol of that whatsoever. Most of the news is when it comes to the spices, or if you're thinking like alcohol level, it's just agave and the pepper on that's on there. But other than that, no. Oh my God, that nose is rich, dude. It is very fucking rich, dude. The finish, not more so in the throat ever, but it does leave like not a warmth, but a little bit of like a punch there, whatever. Like, well, not even say a punch, whatever. Like, kind of like a poke, a little bit more so, because I do feel it like kind of going from side to side in my chest now, or whatever. Like, but it's not warm. It's just like, ooh, it's like a mild warmth there. Like the campfire just got started, Cody.
Okay.
you still like, you know, trying to get that fire going, whatever and shit. That's what this feels like, whatever. Right. Chest area, like
first little sparks and little embers. Little
spark, yeah. And you like, warm, whatever. The butterscotch on this though is on the finish. That butterscotch note or whatever is sweet as hell, dude. Little butterscotch.
Okay, sweet as hell. So in yours, it sounds like that's a good thing. Because I know a little bit too much sweetness can kind of throw things off, at least for me. I know for you for the most part, but
yeah, I don't like
it seems to be more balanced.
I was gonna say, like, it's not like overly sweet or nothing. I'm not saying that or whatever like that. Yeah, the butterscotch though makes it like on that finish, must have more like, easy sweet.
And is that like the only sweetness? So you're getting just the butterscotch and the other kind
of. There's like a little bit of hint of caramel or whatever. Like
caramel.
Caramel and oak, whatever, because that's a normal. Mayo flavor, a little bit of caramel, but the and then like obviously on the fruit notes, I'm getting like an apricot and apple, green apples mainly,
and nothing's like artificial either.
Fuck no, fuck no.
That's the biggest issue with like some reposados, mostly añejos too, just like the kind of artificial kind of candy thing going on, which I don't like at all, or sweetness.
Man, and there's like banana on the palate too. It's got
banana. Okay.
There's some tough
flavors. I had a pour recently that had like some banana. I forgot what pour that was.
When did last
not that long ago. Was that, I think it was last month. It was something that had like banana note on it, which is kind of unique.
Or was it the champagne?
It was. I think it was last month. It was pretty recent.
It was last month.
Yeah.
Might have been the añejo.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah. It just felt like it was more recent than later. Because I remember you did say something banana.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of banana, some more tropical fruit notes on there or whatever. Mm. Everybody knows I love cognac. That's like my third favorite spirit.
Yes, you do.
I love me some cognac.
It is your jam, sir.
So, I'd love to know what the four barrels of cognac, it was Asian or whatever. Ooh, the pepper is starting to more make its way to the back end now, whatever. Banana with a hint of strawberry. That's more of that tropical note.
Ah, strawberry. Okay.
Strawberry.
That is a note you know, especially in añejos. You get
I think the pepper note finally left the front end of the palate, or the front of the palate, I should say, and went more to the back. So now I'm getting more of the fruit. So because like the pepper was I don't say overpowering whatever stuff, but it just stuck out more to where I didn't even think about what that fruit note. But once it went to the back end and I took that sip, I was just like, it's a little bit of strawberry.
God, it sounds way more interesting than that base añejo.
You know, it's crazy because like I could give this I don't even remember what I gave the añejo now. I could give this like a 3 and it's still way more fucking interesting than that añejo because of all the uniqueness that's got going on in it, whatever and shit, you know?
I mean, shit, I hope so. 6 barrels, fuck. That'd be unique.
That'd be whatever. I love that the warming of the chest has made its way to the stomach. It's like a slow creeper. It's like, it's made its way to the bushes. Now that motherfucker's at your door.
It's like one of those slow burn movies.
Like Michael Myers and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck did he get there now all of a sudden?
That build up.
Okay, so I like that finish even more now. The finish more so on the throat area, it's like more of like the flavor notes, whatever, where like you're getting more of like the spices and everything in the chest to the stuff. I love the slow burn of it, actually, whatever. It's like that slow book that just gets into a character details and stuff. So I actually really like that finish there. So I thought it was just gonna stay in the chest area. And now it's like it's making its way down there below, whatever and shit. I'm feeling funny now down there, Cody. Feeling a little funny now, whatever. I swear to God, that reminds me of a cognac. That is how you sip cognacs, whatever. Like, it's like that slow book, because cognac's all about the grapes and flower, floral essence of it and stuff. Although
now, sorry to cut you up. Remind me one more time. I think you said 4 cognac barrels. What are the other 2 barrels?
They were Chardonnay barrels.
Chardonnay barrels. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Okay, Chardonnay barrels. All right. Okay.
Chardonnay barrels. Yeah. And y'all. Okay.
It seems like most of the Chardonnay influence is coming on the color as opposed to the flavor, aroma, palate.
Yeah, I'm not getting.
You're not bringing any of Chardonnay notes at all.
I ain't getting no Chardonnay notes at all.
Yeah.
And I just recently had some Chardonnay.
Yeah. So you.
A week ago. About a week ago. Like a week ago, I'm gonna have dinner, and I'm not getting any Chardonnay notes on that at
interesting.
All. I would say I get more of those cognac barrels than I get the Chardonnay.
So it almost seems like I'm curious if they did this for this purpose. Like the Chardonnay barrels was specifically for the color. Because I know for the most part, most añejos are kind of darker, more brown tinge or golden tinge than what I'm seeing in the camera, at least.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. I got to do it. Regular añejo.
Side by side. Good call.
I got to do this. sitting right here, might as well.
Yeah, I didn't know you had any left.
I hit it. Didn't know what the fuck I was doing with it. Haven't drank this since we reviewed it. What's he gonna do with it? It's sitting on my G4 lineup right there. That nose is boring.
that Anejo is so basic, man. It's fine.
Man, you don't get any of that funk. I don't know what that funk is on this six barrel one, whatever, but that funk, dude, like sticks out. Like, it's like you smell the yeast. it's like you smell the yeast on a six barrel. On this one, you don't. You get the simple Anejo notes. Get the oat, basic caramel. Damn, this might. Okay. I know we didn't shit on this and we didn't shit on the Cabal. I think the Cabal. No. This is
well, we didn't say that Cabal, that was like the best part of that.
Yeah,
was the nose. So
okay, this one is like spicier too. Like you take deep breath, and you know, the ethanol just runs up your nose and shit like that, whatever. Whereas in this one, it's subtle. It just grows up smoothly. It's got that cognac influence on it. Mm-hmm. I love cognacs, whatever. Like, because I just love the. I love the essence of a cognac and how just like it goes with anything and it drinks pairs with any kind of setting or whatever. It's smooth, it's clean, floral, man, grape essence or whatever.
I love the six barrel idea they're going with. If I was in charge of G4, I would do a variation of that each year. I would keep the four cognac barrels, but I'll switch out the other two barrels. Like Chardonnay, I'll probably do like a red wine kind of barrel. Something like that. Something crazy.
Well, we said this when we reviewed that. This Anejo is boring as shit. The snail, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I don't even know what I was going to give this, but whatever it was, it just went up a point because.
In comparison.
Yeah, like in comparison. It just went up a fucking point, whatever and shit. Because you just smell it. He's like, he's just so fucking boring.
It's hilarious. That six barrel Anejo, the base Anejo, that was the best thing that ever happened to it. You appreciate it more. Of what Anejo should be.
Honestly, though, like...
As opposed to what you're doing, yeah.
We said this when we reviewed the Anejo or whatever. They need to stop making their basic shit.
Yeah, because it's just like, it's running the mill. It's not for us. I get there's a market for it.
Yeah.
But it's just... And I know we got... This is a review show, so we got to kind of think about the people, too. Like the general audience, the casual consumer. Like so we gotta watch out for them too, but
that's reposado for $50 or whatever is a good reposado for $50. But honestly, if I'm just saying it, whatever and shit, I'd rather just buy the D de los Muertos,
right? And you know, you gotta call a spade a spade. It's fine for a regular Anejo, whatever. But for us, our palates and what we tried, and it's just too basic for me to recommend it wholeheartedly.
Look, man, if I went to a these places ain't never gonna have this, and not that I would even go to one of them or any of them. Either. If I went to a club, a concert, a comedy show, a movie theater, or whatever, and they had that regular Anejo, I'd probably get that.
Yeah, perfect for that.
Especially because, like, if that's all they had on the bar, yeah. Whatever, compared to like the Milagros and all the other bullshit and stuff like that, I would easily get that or whatever.
Yeah, so. I could rock with that.
But on this show, and we were like reviewing stuff, whatever, and if you looked at my desk right now, which I need to clean off like a motherfucker.
Especially like our outings too, when we go to outings to specifically drink, there's a certain, you know, connotation of that, certain level to that. I don't think the Anejo kind of quite fits into that bill. You know what I mean?
Oh, this tastes completely fucking different. Finally sipped this one, by the way.
Is that the regular?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that don't taste good.
I admit, so it should have been like almost a year since you last had that, 8 months, something like that.
Was it a year? I thought it was this year. I thought it was like in...
Oh, was it? Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we reviewed it this year.
That says a lot about how much I think about that pour.
I think we reviewed it in March, if I'm not mistaken. In March, yeah, whatever. So, yeah.
Don't even remember that.
Damn. Okay.
Completely forgettable.
Yeah, I gotta go back and listen to that review now because I might have to retort that remark now, whatever.
I kind of figured that would happen. Because, man, it's the same thing with the base G4, the Blanco, and then you try the high proof and the Madeira and all that shit. That Blanco, what's the fucking point?
Oh, same for you. When you had the Dia de los Muertos reposado, you was like,
yeah. I don't want that shit. Yeah,
I don't want the regular reposado.
Don't eat it. Yeah, especially other brands got better reposados. So I don't want this shit.
Oh, this is not good. God.
Damn, yeah, that checks out.
Oh, I'm still glad I still had some of that left over.
I don't like that today.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense, bro.
Dude, this got like a raisin note. It's like a raisin notes, and like it's more like peppery on the side of the tongues and shit. The finish is like completely bland and nothing there. Where it's like, oh, like I
wow, I don't know what I gave this or whatever, but I'd probably give that now if I was to re-review that. That'd be like a 1.5, maybe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Or one.
I can see that, dude, because if it's not añejos, man, you have to be very nuanced specific about it. Like the San Matias, Ray Souls, all that good shit, and the damn, why am I blanking on it? Damn. One of my favorite fucking tequilas, the one that's aged in three different barrels.
Tears of Yorona.
Tears of Yorona. There you go.
That extra shit. Añejo or regular añejo? I forgot.
It's extra. I think it's an extra añejo.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. But dude, those, man, those are.
His nose is night and fucking day, dude.
I'm sure.
Dude, this one, man, the six barrel, it's got like, man, all this uniqueness is flavorful. Like, you get that cognac flavor. It's that funk, though. Like, just sticks out. It just makes it go like, ooh, what is it? I still don't even know what that is. Or it could be somebody's dirty socks for all I know, whatever. Nah. Like, damn, some good smelling socks right there, whatever and shit. And it's got like this tropical essence to it. Where we're in this one, caramel, raisins, bacon spice. It's like not inviting at all, whatever. You smell this one, Cody, you wouldn't even think this is tequila. That's right. That's what I'm getting
at. You're talking so much about those cognac notes.
Yeah, like I don't even. Man. Like you can smell the agave. Like I was going to say, like you can't even smell it. But no, you can smell the agave. Like it's in there, whatever and shit. But like if you smell this blindfold, you'd be like, oh, that's not tequila. You smell this one, you go like, yeah, it's tequila. Yeah. But it's like, I don't. What did I give this? Did I give this a 3 or a 2.5 or some shit like that?
I think we gave it around like a probably a 2.5, something like that.
It just lost the whole point then. It's a 1.5.
Nah, yeah. I can see that. Because it's boring, especially how much does that base añejo cost?
Again? 80. I got it for $80. I think you paid like 85 or something like that.
This fucking high proof Blanco is better than that cheaper.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay
$150 for this again. $150 for this again or whatever. Yeah. Because I'm getting so much uniqueness and
so much more.
And even people that don't like cognac or stuff that's Asian cognac barrels, you could even agree to like there's this uniqueness going on, like just ever fill a flavor.
Well, I would assume so because tequila, you don't really see that Asian cognac barrels per se. You see like wine barrels or fucking whiskey barrels.
Yeah,
cognac, that's uncommon. It's pretty rare.
I've seen maybe like two brands use cognac barrels for tequila, or whatever. Not common at all, or whatever. So like, this one's like it's just completely mind blowingly different. I just had both back to back. It's completely fucking different. I don't know.
I would assume so. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in that barrel. That barrel sucks though.
She's terrible.
Negative six barrels, Cody. That's negative six barrels.
You said negative.
Lord. Ain't no barrels in this one, Cody. Oh, dude. Okay. I see the hype of this one. I totally see the fucking hype of this one. Why people was talking about it. Like, especially because most people that had it were like tequila people or whatever and stuff. It's so fucking different. Like, okay, that's one of our problems with añejos this year or whatever. Because like reposados and blancos, like the high proof blancos just changed the game of how we feel about blancos. Mm-hmm. Reposados are doing things now where they're aging in different yeast and barrels and stuff like that. We've been talking this year about añejos and how just like they're not doing anything or whatever, and they just like have the simplistic taste of like they kind of swip swap with reposados now, where reposados just stay the lane and just like, you know, just be calm. That's kind of what I feel like about añejos. This one though, it's got so much uniqueness in the nose alone or whatever. And then just a sip. I'm not getting those Chardonnay barrels or whatever. Maybe, I don't know if I got to let it sit out or whatever. I'm not getting that at all. But those cognac barrels are very influential on these sipping notes here and the nose. And I just love the subtle creepiness of like the way it hits the chest, but it's ever so soft. And it just like moves down to the stomach so soft or whatever and shit. It's like some Osmosis Jones pill shit going on down there or whatever. Like, hey, they got different levels or whatever, this side-scroller game here and shit. It's light. I swear to God, it reminds me of cognac. It's light and floral essence or whatever. Just all of it. And then you drink this one over here and just like... Yeah, it's something.
It's there.
Yeah.
It exists.
It's like that meme. This is fine. I don't know if we talked about that in the review. There's like a harsh bitterness on that one too.
I honestly don't even really remember the review.
Yeah, you said it was last year.
I totally just blinked that out of my fucking mind. Don't remember anything about that.
I got my bottle on Thanksgiving, and I think you got yours.
Yeah, it was long after. I do remember that.
Yeah, so
that I do remember.
Yeah, so I don't even remember we said that, but it was like a harsh bitterness on the side. Okay. I never heard of it on the side of the tongues. and I don't like that. So I don't like that at all. Actually, I'm probably on its own. If you just drank that by itself, it's probably fine. You're like okay, whatever. But when you do a side by side with that sick girl, you like. Get this toddler out of here. Shit, please. Go away. I'm sorry. I had to water that out real quick. Actually, not real quick.
Yeah. Get that palate cleansed, sir.
I like what this got going. This is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not even saying it's the best Anejo ever, neither, whatever, by the way.
Right.
It might be for all we know, actually, not up. Yeah. I think the Ocho is a little bit stronger. The old Fitzgerald one over because you get those barrel. That's another Anejo actually because you get those old Fitzgerald barrel notes on that. Whatever.
That's a great Anejo right there.
And on this one, you get those cognac barrels that was aged and whatever stuff. So
that's what we want. That's what we're talking about with Anejos.
You know, that's what I love. And I used to shit on the beer companies and even some of the whiskey companies, or whatever that did those beer whiskey collabs. And they didn't really amount to shit. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of like, I don't even know why these two are merging, to be honest, because they kind of already follow in similar notes. So it ain't really changing the game. It's just more branding. Like when Goose Island did those Weller ones, or whatever, I was just like, I don't see what the difference of this one is. Like, I mean, I'd rather just get regular Goose Island and just be like, oh, there you go, $12 for that instead of paying fucking $60, $70 for this. And it's like not much of a barrel different notes on there. Even with whiskey, some of them do whatever. I know the Foursquare one with gravy. That one was delicious as fuck or whatever. I feel like with tequila, though, and it started with that goddamn Lost Lore aging them fundamental barrels. When they do outside barrels, like with the whiskey and tequila and craft beer, that shit tastes different. I taste them barrels.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God, dude. That
I taste the fuck Lost Lore.
Yeah, fundamental. Awesome. That shit was crazy.
It tastes like beer.
Insane.
It tastes like beer, maybe tequila.
Insane. Yeah.
I think beer and whiskey are too similar to where it doesn't. Well, I shouldn't say too similar, but it's more similar than tequila and beer. That's for sure.
For sure.
I don't think that much changes about it when you collab them together.
It's more subtle.
Yeah, as to compare to where tequila, it makes a fucking huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, massive.
Massive fucking difference, whatever. It's that Lost Lore approved or whatever. Because I'm still trying to understand that one.
Mind blowing.
That
shit's incredible, man.
I don't get that at all. or even the Yayo Mishwa rum barrel.
That shit is so good. It makes me almost like Bottle Logic again. That's how good that fucking thing is.
He's like, I'm going to go drop 30 on a bottle right now.
Yeah.
That's an expensive ass beer. that Yayo Asian Foursquare rum. I taste the rum barrels on that, whatever. The Ocho.
Oh, that's another one, too. Yeah, the Yayo. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
I taste them rum barrels on that. I'm like, oh, this makes a huge difference. Ocho, Old Fitzgerald, I taste them rum barrels. Whatever.
So fucking good. Yeah.
Q4, Six Barrel, I taste them cognac barrels, whatever shit. That Weller Goose Island one, I didn't taste any of
that. Man.
I didn't taste that at all. I was just like, why don't you get regular Goose Island then? I mean, why would I spend $50 more when regular Goose Island tastes like
For the most part, all that's like branding, man.
Yeah, it's just branding.
At the end of the day, it's all branding. Yeah.
Why would I spend $60 more on some shit that tastes like the regular $12 shit?
Yep.
So this is what I'm talking about with añejos. Give me something different, unique, or whatever and shit. Once again, you don't have to be the best, because I don't think like Yeo is the best tequila, but they do something different and new.
Always solid. Always solid. Always sharp for something different.
They got a story behind it, and it's something new. Mm-hmm. Always trying. I think they're doing cognac barrels later this year, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's the I believe this is the one that kind of hinted at that they gave me, or whatever and shit. They're doing cognac, always trying to do something different. That's what añejos need to do. That's what they need to fucking do, whatever. Because this right here, dude, I would say it tastes like no other añejo I've had, but I had the Ocho Olds Fitzgerald because that also tastes like. So those two alone this year, like, just blew my mind. Compared to the regular añejos we had, which was, you know, the Cabal and the G4, we just like, no. No, thank you. Compared to this añejo and the Old Fitzgerald, which we haven't even reviewed yet on here, but as you can see, I'm glowing about it. They just got something going for it where it's just like, man, that's something right there that's different, unique. I've never had something like that before. So it's a shame that they only do these and these añejos and special releases. I'm not even just talking about the G4. I'm talking about just apparently añejos in general. Because I think that's probably the way to go next year with añejos. Don't even make them special releases. Just go ahead and collab them with other spirits or whatever. Then just make that the thing because
they. I think añejos. I mean, in essence, as their base, they should be special releases on their own. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't consider them base, especially at least in my estimation. Because I know we might be the minority. We do have more advanced palates for these sort of things. We're bored with base añejos. You got to do something unique, especially with all these other varietals of tequila, blancos, reposados. They're all doing crazy fucking stuff. And now we're tipping to the point right here. Where you get the six barrel, and we're talking about I forget the other one we were talking about.
Ocho Old Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Old Fitzgerald. Yeah. Great stuff with that.
Great.
So just stick with that. Just make añejos like the baseline for doing something different. That's all I ask.
I don't even know what they age original regular añejos in, but whatever it is.
I think it's just regular barrels.
Yeah,
I'll just regular barrels. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Negative six.
I agree.
Negative six barrels. Don't do that. Don't do that. Them barrels suck. Get rid of them barrels. Does Suntory got to buy them too and get rid of them barrels? Like, what do they got to do?
Just get six more barrels to just bounce out to zero.
Yeah. There you go. That sucks now. Yeah. You know what? This is getting the last drop for me.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
The last drop. I was going to go
3.5. I was going to say, I was expecting 3.5, but last drop is kind of surprising. Okay. Yeah, very nice.
Because I was going to go 3.5 just because of the price point.
Okay.
I can't say availability. I was thinking about that, but I was like, that don't make no sense because this bottle came out 2 years ago. They clearly not making it no more. So availability is like that. I'm reviewing something 2 years too late, basically. And once again, I got lucky getting it.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucker just ain't, it ain't nowhere or whatever. So I just got lucky. So the availability sucks ass. That's where I was thinking more so where the 3.5 was coming from. But I was like, fuck that. I'm 2 years too late anyway, whatever. And then I had that regular añejo and I was just like, oh yeah, you, I was going to go last drop and you already just, you definitized it when I had that right over there. You can stay over there. You will be going away as a gift now.
Yep. 100%.
You will be.
Bye.
Goodbye. Matter of fact, you might just stay in that suitcase.
Or you know what you could do? You make some margaritas or you cook some food in it. You do that.
Margaritas is actually a good idea because you can put that whole bottle in a blender.
Yep. You set. Yeah.
Rid of that or whatever because that can stay with that base. That baseline G4 is just, I think the Reposado is the best out of the three.
I agree. I would agree with that. Yeah.
But and I will say I'll give that Reposado maybe a little bit more of a pass because the Dia de los Muertos just cost like $200 more. I think it's like
I'll also give it more of a pass because I think that's probably one of the better base Reposados out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why I would give it more of a pass.
the ones that ain't doing those special things with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I say so. Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. Because that Reposado, and not the that Reposado we had at Vintage with Yayo. Oh my god.
Forget about it.
Oh, that blows G4 out of the water when it comes to Reposado. So fucking good. And it's about the same price as G4 Reposado too. If I know.
Yeah, just about.
So it's way better. Way better. But I'm gonna give this a last drop because
hell yeah,
I kind of would be almost a hypocrite too, not giving a last drop in the sense that I've been begging for something new, unique, and different with these Anejos, or whatever. And now I finally opened something that just like did that. And we just reviewed one literally like 3 weeks ago. Well, like 2 weeks for us, whatever, but 3 weeks for you guys or whatever. And we were doing the same complaints or whatever and stuff. Here I am drinking on something that's giving me a lot to go for. It's so different, unique. I've never smelled an Anejo or sipped on it, something like this different. And it just reminds me of cognacs, man. I love a little simple, easy cognac because you could smoke a cigar with a cognac, read a book, play a game. It just goes with every fucking setting. Like, if you need a spirit to go with cognac because it just goes with everything. It's not too harsh, not too soft. It's just in the middle of a straight line of a fruity bomb that just exploded with floral essences to it. I think this one captures, I don't even know if that's what it was going for, but if it was, it captures that essence just perfectly. It excited the shit out of me in the sense of talking about it. 150 is a fucking lot or whatever, but for something this special, man, you know, just how we said about the Cascana, who gives a fuck, to be honest?
Probably. Yeah, one off. Why not? If it's that good, sure.
A one off that ain't even made anymore. 2 years.
Yeah, like, there you go.
That's special. That's a unicorn. That's actually special.
That's a unicorn. Bonafide unicorn.
Because if you drink the shit out of your bottles, whatever and stuff, there's probably not a lot of people that has this bottle on this shelf anymore. It was limited as fuck. I don't even know how many bottles were made. I guess I could look it up or whatever, but I don't even know how many bottles was made of this thing. So I don't feel like looking it up. Never mind. no, so I give that a last drop, dude. That's all everything.
Right. Man, I dig it.
That is something you could sip on, kind of like the Cascanes or whatever, where you could just be working and do it because it's so that alcohol doesn't hit.
Drinkable.
Yeah. And this one comes at 80 proof too. Like the regular one. Yeah. I think the regular Anejo comes at 80 proof too. So, or let me check. The color even, yeah, it's 80 proof. The color even looks different compared to that one. It looks like piss. Look at that. It looks like water. Compared to this one, where look at that color.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look at that.
Yeah. This is the regular Anejo.
Yeah.
Six barrel.
Gold.
Yep. Yeah. One's gold and the other one looks like Figueroa.
Yeah. Shaw. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, hey, kind of color. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, I never went back to this once we opened.
Yeah. That bear should barely blow the neck. Barely.
I think it's still above. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's above the neck. Yeah, it's still above the neck. Once that bottle got open, Cody, it was like, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, didn't have fun with you. So, and Cody knows I might be a little bit more harsh than that because I was looking for that bottle for a year.
That was the bottle. We kept wondering, like, why is this bottle so hard to get? And then we tried it. We're like, okay, why is it still so hard to get? I don't understand this. This is not special.
And it's crazy because the six barrel, I just knew that didn't exist anymore. So I wasn't even looking for it. I was just like, I ain't looking for that. Whatever. I just lucked into that, whatever. Whereas this one, I was waiting for this shit. And here it is. And I'm just like, yeah, you can take that back now.
Let's go ahead and keep this motherfucker. Yeah.
Maybe you just make that six barrel an actual, like, you know, the regular Anejo.
Oh, that'd be great. That's what I'm saying, dude. Just make Anejos just fucking like special fucking releases. And Anejos and extra Anejos, just keep them special as fuck, man.
Honestly,
fuck all this base shit.
We said it before with the G4 Blanco. Just make that Madeira cast the regular Blanco. And then
that'd be great.
The silver label would be the high proof. Silver label would be the high proof.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know the market and all these things. Like I said, I'm not a business owner, but all these base Anejos and shit, they don't work for us. That's what I can tell you. They don't work for my palate. I don't give a fuck about them.
they clearly got more of those Madeira and Silver Labels because I see that shit everywhere now.
Oh, that shit's everywhere. That shit's always a cameo. That shit never out of stock.
Never. Remember when it first went out of stock? No, it's just like, now I see that shit.
So I think they kind of like, I kind of realized, okay. So just get rid of that baseball. It's taking up space, in my opinion. Stop. Get rid of it.
Especially because you can find that silver one and even the Madeira one now. You can find it. Like,
that dude, that Madeira one, you can find it everywhere. K-Dot has it all the fucking time.
And they got it for $60.
You find it on Tap. But you can find it at bars and shit. The Madeira.
The silver one, I've seen that for $45 now. I'm like, yo. Didn't make that the Blanco then. It's $45. I'll pay $10 more.
Just make that the base of Blanco. The base Blanco. Just pick that one.
Yeah, because
don't understand. Yeah.
You know what? We'll talk about this next month, whatever. That XM one though, that could be a base Blanco.
That could. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as strong as the silver label high proof shit.
But it does have a little more flavor than the
base Blanco. But it's also not as flavorful as the Madeira one or whatever. It really is that combination of the two.
Yeah, it is the Blanco Madeira light.
Yeah, like so, like you if you had more of that, you could make that the base or whatever and shit. And then, like, if you want,
I'll be cool with that.
Whatever, because that regular Blanco, you just fuck off with it.
I'm done with that.
My life is complete more so with their.
I'll
say this: G4 continues to impress me with their special releases.
Yeah, they're great at that. I hope they just stick with that.
Or make new batches of that regular shit. So just get rid of that. Just make new batches. Yeah. You know what? Never mind. Don't make new batches. I don't want to chuck out another $80 for another NAO or whatever.
No,
I'll chuck out another $150 for
regular. Yeah, exactly. Six barrels, cognac. It gives you that complex flavor profile. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So that gets the last drop for me. Two last drops.
Hell yeah.
Man, this might be the last drop month.
Wow, your birthday month, man. Who would imagine that shit?
We thought it was going to be last month. We thought it was going to be last month, Cody, but
that close. That close. Yeah. Not quite.
I wish you could smell the fucking differences between these two. Like,
I can imagine. I can imagine. Yeah.
Like, usually when you do like a special edition of something, it's not that much of a difference realistically.
But this is a special case right here.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Night and fucking day.
It really is.
The definition. Yeah.
It is such a difference. Like, you know what? Honestly, if they were two different brands, you blindfold, I wouldn't even know the difference.
Oh, I'm sure. 100% sure.
Oh, yeah. I probably think this was another spirit, to be honest. I wouldn't even think that was a tequila. Yeah. That one, that's definitely a tequila. I can tell that one. That definitely is. It's like one of those ones I wouldn't even fuck with, to be honest. I'm glad that wasn't my first ever G4, by the way, because that'd have been.
Ooh, that would have sucked.
Yeah, I'd have been like, I ain't buying this.
The fuck is this?
I don't want that. Yeah, no, thank you. That's crazy because as a whiskey and beer guy, you know, you would think that we would like añejos.
You would think. You think it'd be a no-brainer. Big, bold flavors, A's and shit. No, not the case.
I think we might be the first two beer whiskey guys that transcended it into Blancos over añejos.
Yep.
Honestly,
Blancos and now fucking Reposados.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that transition, the most common stories you'll hear when you tell people, like, oh, I'm a beer guy or whiskey guy or whatever, they always go, like, oh, you're going to try this añejo or extra añejo then, or whatever. That doesn't seem to be the case with us or whatever. Obviously, spirits have definitely changed over the few years, this 5 years alone, or whatever, to be honest. The game has just completely changed, or whatever. So, but no, that was really good. This is a really good session here with the Coscanas and now this.
Yes, sir.
Hell
yeah.
Extremely dangerous in the sense that I don't taste the alcohol in either one. So keep both of them the fuck away from me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got shit to do. It's early in the day. Still kind of early in the day, whatever. Them motherfuckers are dangerous, but I know one pairs really well with a steak. So
I'm going to do that, brother. That's going to happen. That's going to happen one of these nights.
That other one, man. You know what came to my mind? What I'd sip that with, that G4? Man, one of them Barco burgers.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
If they ever get the sense to bring that shit back.
Dude, Rich. what's going on, man?
shout out to Rich. I actually stopped by there when I was in Anaheim 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you got to. It's a must.
Got to. Yeah,
it's a must. Rich is a man or whatever. Garden Grove is
shout out Rich. Shout out Kenny.
Kenny's another one or whatever. Yeah. Barcode family. It changes, but it always stays great or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of the people that we knew when we first went there aren't there anymore. But I know one of the dudes, he getting married now and shit. Forgot his name now.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
But he's doing well and stuff. I was chatting with him the other day. And yeah, Barcode, man, that's just the place to be. I kind of wish.
Yes, sir. To be honest. Actually, some Barcode.
Actually, I don't wish they were closer because they'd get all my money. But I like treating them as a special occasion event type place or whatever. Actually, they wouldn't get all my money because they're cheap as fuck there. Hmm? You could spend
one price since day one, man.
You can spill $30 there and come out of there
chilling. Like, chilling.
Yeah, $30 there is get you just. Honestly, if they opened early, I'd go there for lunch to eat. That's how I feel like, because the food is delicious there. Shit, so. Perfect bar food, like perfect, whatever.
Pitch perfect,
whatever. So, and I love that everybody that works there makes it differently. Mm-hmm. Got their own little style, flavor, seasoning that they put to it and stuff like that. So, yeah, Barcode, man. Shout out to them. Best bar in Orange County for me.
Yes, sir.
And by probably far. LA County too as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
LA County's expensive as fuck. We're going to get out of here now, though, folks. Next week is me and the ceiling. And, me and the famous ceiling or whatever. Mm-hmm. Next week is the last week of the month. It is mix and match week.
Yes, sir.
Oh, actually, wait a minute. No.
Oh, is it?
We got a 5 week month this week. This month I forgot. So yeah. We do got a 5 week month this month. So we got that. We're on that last day when you hear us. That 30th of June, whatever. The last day, man. Woo! It's almost like that's the day Fantastic Four, the bad ones, would come out and be like. I feel like it's a great month going so far, and then that big roll
around. He's like, come around to fuck it all up.
He just couldn't wait till July 1st. Nope. That's how bad it is. Whatever. That 30th. Ooh, Lord. Ooh. That could be an omen right there. So yeah, we got some two mix and match weeks coming up. I'm trying to pull, what did I have planned? Oh, that's right, I did have that. Okay, pulling out something, one of my favorites too as well. One of my favorite brands. Okay. Right. Hey, so I'm just pulling out my favorite brands this month or whatever. Yeah. So
big hitters,
heavy hitters, whatever, for the birthday. So. With that said, thank you for tuning in. It's been a long episode here. So
long one, but a good one.
It was a good one. That was unexpected. We opened up that brand new Cascanes. Mm-hmm. If you could find a bottle.
Fuego.
I mean, this might be the episode entitled Can't Find This Shit.
Yeah. Aptly named. Apropos.
That Cascanes just came out.
Literally just came out.
Can't find this shit. Nope.
Like, that's it.
I assume the ones at Tequila Ranch are all bought for because there was a pre-order.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. All those are accounted for. Yeah, got to be.
For, so, yeah, and came for, I think Beverage Warehouse, they said only sold out in that Fortaleza, though. They didn't say on the.
Right, copy. I did see that, but that was yesterday when I was looking at it last
year.
Yeah. Night. So I don't know, they might be sold out by now. I don't know.
But, yeah, by now. Yeah, they probably definitely gone or whatever. If not, then that might be the one to get, then, people. Mm-hmm. Got one left in there, or whatever. Especially,
yeah. By the time you listen to this, it's gonna be too late anyway. So,
oh yeah. By the time you listen to this, yeah,
yeah, that shit's gone. Yeah,
this ain't live. So yeah, y'all fucked.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, if you ain't getting that shit, then sorry to tell you, this mine though. Yeah. Sorry. I got to be selfish with this one.
I think I got mine too. This shit delicious. Probably my favorite pour this year because that shit's fucking amazing.
Like, holy some hell. You don't mind sharing because you got to just get it, but some you just got to be like, you know.
Like, nah, sit the fuck away. This is all me right here.
Yeah.
This bad boy.
It's that kind when you bring home to the wife and she's like, well, what'd you get? And you'd be like,
you know what, man? My girl, she's not even into like blancos like that. She likes reposados and añejos because they have more like bourbon-y characteristics. She's a big bourbon gal.
Yeah.
But I think she'll fuck with this one, though. I think she'd like that, though, I think she would like this one.
You don't taste the high proof on it. So I think she'd like that. Yeah,
and it's complex as fuck. So I think she would dig this one.
You might have to get back to us on that one for Mix and Match Week to find
I think so. I think so.
A little curious now.
I'll do that. A little update.
Because that don't taste like a high proof. So
no, it does not.
Mm-mm. Oh, all right, people, we're gonna get out of here. We're done. That was a good show.
That's a wrap.
Good pours. Great month so far.
Yes, sir. So far.
Week three.
Something keeps up.
We got two more weeks left. So just wrap it up. Come on, wrap this up.
But you're right.
I don't want to say on the 30th that, you know what, we should have ended with week three, goddammit, and just, you know, like, you know, just wrap this up, though.
Hey, but that is the case most of these times, man. Just saying. So prepare yourself. We still haven't had that full last drop month yet.
I think maybe next week will probably ruin that. But
We'll see.
So anyway, like I always say, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.